startup every year. Every team taking part in the championship wants to be in the All-Ireland final, and two teams get that opportunity, so thanks be to God we're one of them this year.
I was very struck by in your post-match at the after the semi-final that you were saying, you know, lots of people didn't give you a chance at the start of the year, and I thought, my, how things have changed over the narrative of Kilkenny hurling. You must be giggling away at it.
No, I mean, reality is, I mean, there are so many strong teams there this year that, looking at it, you know, from observers' point of view, they felt that there was other teams would have a much better opportunity, you know, and that's the way it went. I mean, I was confident myself that we were going to be competitive. I would have great confidence in the players we have in our panel, and while I was saying that, we lost to Limerick by 2 points in the quarterfinal last year. We won the league last year. But there wasn't a huge sense that we were going to be as competitive as we needed to be this year. But like, I mean, the players were totally genuine, totally honest, and really, really put a knuckle down to everything I was asked them to do. The management team, everybody involved with Kilkenny were hugely ambitious to try and get to where we wanted to get to. We're there now, and that's all we are. We're in the final, but it's going to be some battle to try and win it.
Absolutely. And when you think as well the amount of injuries you had all throughout the league and for a good part of the championship, it's really like it's coming together now just the right time, just as you needed it.
Yeah, well, everybody would love to be injury free, you know, and whether we will be or won't be, it's hard to say yet. But we have had a gradual coming back of players who are good players, very, very good players, obviously, and that we'd love to have. But like, you'd love to have everybody, but, you know, we still have a bit of training to do and anything can happen.
I was just going through the little programme there before you arrived, and the difference in the age profiles. I think Richie Hogan is the oldest, and he was born in 1988. Now, you've seen a lot of young hurlers come through your time being a primary school teacher and obviously inter-county manager as well. What do you think is the difference, say, between, let's use the phrase, the younger gentlemen of today compared to back in the day when you first began managing?
Well, to be honest about it, like, you know, people talk about those things and what are the difference in players nowadays, but I find them just hugely competitive and hugely honest and committed to being inter-county hurlers. You know, the young players have come through with phenomenal attitude and drive and desire. But I mean, they've had great examples of players here who they were supporting just a few years ago and wanting to emulate and wanting to be where those players got to. And now they're there, so they're terrific players to deal with.
I can't let you go without asking you. I showed you a photo earlier of a young 21-year-old you and the youth looking out and your hopes and dreams and what you wanted. And I'll put a picture up, but one of the things you said was, what did you want to achieve to win a National League title? What do you think 21-year-old you would make of this today?
Look, I mean, things, we were 21 at the time. We were lucky that we had won the All-Ireland final. So, I mean, I hadn't won a National League, so I'd love to win one of them as well. We had those opportunities, thanks be to God. I'm not much difference in the fact that I wanted to just be, you know, play hurling, play with my club, play with my county, and try and be successful. And thanks be to God, I tasted a bit of that as well. And I'm still not doing much different, to be honest.
I'd say you probably didn't see this though.
See what though?
Being a manager for as long as you have and being as successful, you're the person that everybody wants to emulate.
Not a chance that I see this. No, it never occurred to me that I would ever be managing Kilkenny in the slightest, you know. I was involved in my club and all that kind of stuff, but managing Kilkenny never entered my mind at all until eventually it did.
And obviously, never mind not coming into your mind, but being as successful as you are, I mean, people ask me, what's Brian Cody like? And I say, he genuinely loves hurling, and to be still involved, you probably didn't see that either the first day you took the managing mantle up.
I just took on the job. It was a while ago now, obviously, and as regards time frame to stay in it, I had none in my mind. But the years just seemed to go ramble on one into the other, and I find myself still doing it. But I don't feel any different, and the years flew by, and it's great to have that opportunity to be able to do it.
And your favourite TV show when you were 21 was Kojak.
Are you serious? My goodness me. Was it really? I think I just like it. Like, I still deal with all these reports. I just make it up as I go along and say whatever comes into my head.
Does that mean so that it was a lie as well, that Telly Savalas was the person you wanted to meet?
I merely said it. I just say whatever comes into my head, whether it's true, doesn't come into it or anything else. But we're going back a few years now, 21. Oh, that's terrific. But obviously I haven't changed much anyway, you know.
Before I let you go, I'm getting the eye here to let you go. A very big discussion going on social media over the last few months. Very important discussion. I want the definitive answer off you. Is it a hurl or a hurley?
Well, we always call it hurls in Kilkenny. So for us, it's a hurl.